This is episode 173 on August 11th, 2016.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And I am Matt Hoffman.
And we're at it again. Woohoo!
Yay.
For those of you who are at home, you don't know the difficulties we've been through, but for some reason I had some internet issues, but everything is working good thanks to my iPhone's trusty hotspot. So I am recording our show using my iPhone as a hotspot. How are you doing, Matt? Hey,
I'm all right. The internet gods have not been smiling on us lately.
No.
Oh. Anyway, glad that everything's working.
Yeah, me too. Now. I know this is like first world problems, as Mark would usually say, but, you know, we're trudging through.
Yes.
We're going to have a little bit of a shorter episode this week. Just we were thankfully able to pull this off, but I wanted to kind of give everybody a heads up if it doesn't seem like it's a full-on episode that we normally do. But we're going to talk about a couple things and keep it short and sweet. How's that sound, Matt?
Yes, we got to do it before the internet goes kablooey on us.
That's right. So I don't have to try to do any editing. So is there anything that you, did you work on anything this week, or has this been a kind of a short week for you?
I'll tell you, normally, or at least lately, I always try to have at least one interesting thing to tell you that I did in the past week since we last recorded. And I hate to say it, but this week I have nothing awesome to tell you at all. I haven't taken a picture, and I know that right now people are gasping and
he's mortal
falling out of their chairs in disbelief. I really haven't edited, although actually, while you were battling with your internet issues, I just edited a pretty sweet picture that I took at one of those Insta meets. So I will get that up and on Instagram and everything pretty well after the show. I'll post it. But in any case, turned out good.
Nice.
I don't know. It's been an abnormal, difficult week at work, and I've kind of just been flopping down at the end of the day and doing nothing.
Well, you have priorities, and usually the show comes second to whatever else is most important.
Well, I've been doing like other stuff. I haven't actually just been like laying on the floor, curled up in a ball, feeling sorry for myself. I have like other things that I've been working on and stuff like that, like around the house and other little personal projects that unfortunately have taken me away from photography for this week. But hopefully this coming week here, I'll be back at it and things will get back to normal and life will be good.
Yes. Yeah, I've been also in the same boat. Today I just completed my 40 hours for work, and I still have to work tomorrow. So it's kind of been a little crazy. I am looking forward to going to the Outer Banks in a couple weeks. And
oh, that's right.
Yeah, so I have some light at the end of the tunnel. And it's not an oncoming train. And but yeah, so I've got a trip coming up that I'm looking forward to. I want to take a lot of pictures. My sister-in-law informed me that my job is to also help take some family photos, so I will be working on that too. So I have some projects that are coming up that I'm looking forward to doing. So we're just kind of making making our way through it. We have right now in our house, with my sister-in-law visiting, there's six kids, all seven and under. So we're surrounded.
Yeah, that's, wow, that sounds like a handful.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, without any delay, let's go ahead and move into a little bit of news.
News team, assemble!
All right. We are getting close to that time when Apple will announce a new iPhone. And there have been some rumors that have popped up, and the guys in the chat have brought that to our attention. So we thought we would chat a little bit about it. So, Matt, since you have, since I'm having the internet issues, I wasn't able to quite pull it up, but you were. What was the rumor all about?
I haven't actually researched any like specific new rumors that have popped up about the upcoming iPhone 7. But I did watch something recently where they mentioned that there will probably be a Pro model, and that one would offer up the dual camera. And in the chat room while we were getting ready for this podcast, Dave asked basically like how is that dual camera going to work? Like what's it going to be used for, and how is it going to work? And the short answer to that question is nobody really knows. There's definitely a lot of, not a lot, but there's a handful of other cameras out there that use dual camera technology, some other phones and stuff that have it. And then there's even cameras out there that have, you know, more than two lenses, but they all kind of use those different lenses for different things. So it's really kind of hard to say how Apple is going to utilize dual camera if they really are going to have that feature. It's just a tricky question to answer. My hope is that it's not gimmicky. Yeah. Like, I don't remember what phone it was. It might have been a Huawei phone or something, but it was one of the first ones to kind of have the dual camera thing. And what it did was it had one lens that kind of captured the general scene, and then the second lens was used for like basically like depth of field information.
Yeah.
And you know, that was then, so you could go in and you could mess with the depth of field after the fact, and you know, make the background blurred or whatever. And then there was like a lot of other, like, I don't know, different things that you could do like in the software or whatever to change like colors and just do like different stuff. I don't really know. I honestly haven't researched like all the different things that dual camera technology is capable of doing. So I don't even really know like what I want to see out of it, but I don't know. I trust Apple, and I think that they're not gonna make it gimmicky, I don't think. Like, on one hand, I was like, it's probably gonna be silly and gimmicky. Like, just look at what they're gonna do to iMessages with all these, you know, different things that are coming out in the next version of the iOS. It's like pretty gimmicky.
Yeah.
But I think Apple knows that there's lots of people that are pretty serious about taking pictures with the iPhone. And there might be gimmicky features. I'm not saying that there won't be, but I think that overall the tech is going to add something useful or something that we just haven't seen before.
Yeah. I keep thinking and I keep going back to the problems that we'll have when it comes to having, say, aftermarket lenses or anything else that would usually go on the iPhone. And to be honest, we've talked about it before, but, is it truly going to be that big of a deal? Do we need to have an extra lens on top of the lenses that we already have? I'm torn because I don't, in my eye, mind's eye, I don't see the value of having a dual lens. It's not like the traditional sense of having dual lens where you had two different types of dual lens. You had a stereo film camera that would take two pictures, take a picture at the same time, but you can be able to view it in stereo. And the other one was, not truly a dual lens in the fact that it's taking pictures with both lenses. One was for a viewfinder, the other was for the film. And so it was only utilizing that one lens to capture the moment. I just don't know what value a second lens is going to bring to our images. And Greg said in the chat room that he heard that one camera will shoot black and white to help with the depth and contrast, but we really don't know. And yeah, if one of them did black and white and the other one did color and everything else, maybe. But I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I mean, we don't know what it's going to do. So I'm not prepared to say that it doesn't offer any value because there's no way that I could know that. You know, until I see, assuming that there's going to be a dual lens, until I see the keynote and, really get to pour into, what it does, then I'll make my decision on whether or not it adds value.
Yeah. Dave said he heard the other rumor was that the Plus and the Pro being would have a 2 HD display, which...
like basically a 2K.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I hope that's true. That would be awesome. Display, in my opinion, the display on the iPhone is already pretty phenomenal. I think it looks really good.
Yeah.
Everything just looks really nice on it, I think. But if they could bump that resolution up, especially on the larger phones,
yeah,
I'm down for that.
Oh, I'm about, all about making the display better. And, improving the camera is a good thing. The dual camera, I don't know. So,
yeah. Even the supposedly like the not the Plus models, but the regular iPhone 7 is supposed to get a bump in resolution as well. It would basically bring it to like full HD. So the resolution would be 1920x1080.
Yeah.
And currently it's 1334x750, I believe. So in any case, that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah. Watch, they just take one, they just use one lens, they just have the other one on there. Greg says that, it looks like they're trying to add value to the camera. But what if one of them is just a fake?
It's just a dummy lens. I think it would take like all of like an hour for somebody to figure out that, you got, I forget who it is, but those people that do the tear downs, of like the Apple stuff. Well, they probably do it of other manufacturers, but they tear it apart to check out the innards or whatever. So
is it iFixit?
Yeah. That's who it is. Yeah. So I can't imagine they'd do that. But it would be humorous on one hand, and on the other hand, not humorous at all.
Well, cool. Is there anything you want to add to that, or are we done with that?
I think we're done with that.
All right, let's go ahead and do this. Post-pick of the week. All right. We, meaning Matt and I, have decided to extend the backlit weekly photo challenge for another week. So if you haven't done it yet, you have another week to be able to participate. We had a lot of submissions, but I think that there are some people that probably didn't understand kind of what we were talking about, and so we're going to mention a little bit of what we're looking for. Matt, what would you define as being backlit?
Well, basically just anything where the strongest source of light is behind your subject.
I would agree with that.
I've never been good at coming up with definitions on the spot, but I think I nailed it that time.
I like that one. That was good. Backlit is something where you're almost going to do a silhouette, meaning the subject that you're taking a picture of may or may not have any definition to it other than the outline of what it is. So if you've ever seen images of it, it's mostly done with portrait or when dancers or something like that, where the light behind them is so strong that the only thing you're able to see is the silhouette of your subject. Don't blind yourself, but take something. It could be a flower, and if you have a source of light that's really bright, a lot of times you'll see what the flower looks like, but other times, you can only see like the silhouette. Am I going off the reservation, or is that, is that something that you would say being backlit, or am I too strong on that?
That's one way of showing something is being backlit, but generally I like to see the light like a little bit more on a backlit subject. So what I mean by that is if you look at something that's backlit from like a certain angle, you'll see that the light kind of like rims the subject and kind of makes almost like a halo of sorts. And that is like a really cool effect. Even in portrait photography, it's used a lot where, you basically have what's called a rim light, and that kind of makes like a halo sort of like around the person's like kind of on the top of their head and down the sides of their face and onto their shoulders. And what that does, it makes them stand out from the background. And, that's backlit. If you're doing it where you're not looking dead on at the light that's behind the subject, if you're kind of like off at an angle of sorts, you'll get that kind of rim lit effect. Yeah. And that usually looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, and a lot of times some of the features of the face, maybe the cheekbone, the nose, will catch some of the light coming from behind and will add to the image. Or a lot of times what they'll do is they'll set up a light behind and then have a reflector to bounce some of that light back. So, you know, it's just, I don't know, something to think about, maybe to experiment with. And, you know, just because there's a source of light that may not be in front of your subject, I wouldn't really call it backlit, but, you know, just, you know, see what you can do. You know, maybe take a family member or a friend, go into a dark room and use a flashlight, or, you know, maybe take a picture of something. Don't blind yourself, but, you know, use the sun as a way to, you know, use the, you know, the fullness of that light, and so that there's not a whole lot that is reflecting back on from in front. So, I mean, it just, I think we can probably experiment a little bit more and see what we can come up with. So, and if you have any suggestions, just let us know.
I just want to interject here real quick and say that there's a thunderstorm happening, like, literally right outside my window here. So if you hear weird noises, that's what that's all about.
Oh, that was my stomach. Okay.
So real quick here, still on this backlit thing, Bill in the chat room asked if we could give an example of one done right that's been posted in the feed. And I would like to offer an example of one that it was posted, like, in our little contest here in our Facebook group. In my opinion, this one is exceedingly well done. This sets the bar really high, but it's by Susan Bauer, and it's called Joseph, Oregon, July Sunset. And in my opinion, it is a tremendously well done backlit photo. So check that one out.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Let me see if I could pull it up real quick without actually ruining my internet. Oh, it looks like I have to go up one. Sweet. Let's see here. It will save also some of the ones that are, you know, really good ones, because I do want to mention some of them after we've chosen next week. And, you know, so, yeah, okay, very cool. Yeah, so get creative. Try to make, you know, try to do some mystery. A lot of times mystery helps people to focus on your image, try to figure things out, and take extra looks. It, you know, if there's tension in the image, people tend to focus more on that. And a lot of times, if you can't see the fine details of who somebody is, that creates a lot of tension in the image. So
it makes me uncomfortable. Else?
Yeah. Well, there's uncomfortable and then there's tension.
Ah, that's what I've been feeling all week at work.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not lack of coworker participation. It's just tension.
Gotcha. All right. Well, now that makes things crystal clear.
Yeah. All right. Now it's time. We're going to go to the well and go to our Tiny Shutter hashtag on Instagram to choose our post pick of the week. And I'm going to go ahead and choose it this week. And I have chosen what is called a banana flower that was submitted by Sam. Let me get their last name correct. McMurtry. I hope I said that correct. McMurtry.
I think you nailed it.
Okay. Username SamMac1967. And that's two M's in there. So It's a wonderful image of what I would assume would be a banana flower. And it is a macro setting where the petals are hanging down and the colors are vibrant. I really like it. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, it's definitely a very unique picture. I haven't actually seen a banana flower before, so, or at least not to my knowledge anyway. Yeah, I definitely like that shot a lot.
Very cool.
Hold on, I don't have it in front of me, so hang on, I'm pulling it up here.
Okay.
yeah, you know what I really like about it is that there's like a bit of abstractness to this picture because it's kind of, you know, it is a macro or whatever. And, you know, at first it literally just kind of looks like ribbons of color.
Yeah.
It's like you almost, you know, have to look at it for a couple seconds to realize, oh, that's actually a flower that I'm looking at. But whatever is like behind the flower that's out of focus, that is like green and brown, that really adds to the picture, in my opinion.
Absolutely. So
yeah, very definitely cool. A cool picture.
Yeah. So all I have to say now is congratulations, Sam. You are our post pick of the week. And normally what we do is we choose an image with our weekly photo challenge. Since we have extended it, we go to the well and are able to get images that we can use to use as our album art. Sorry, there's a baby crying in the house. use it for our album art, and we use it for our cover photo, and we use it to help promote the awesome work that our listeners are doing, and gives them something to look forward to when we do the show. So congratulations, Sam. So, all right, we are almost done. Is there anything else that you wanted to bring up, Matt?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and do this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
That's right. Oh, I do want to mention one thing. We do have a Patreon. So if you want to participate, feel free. We are looking for people to help our show to promote not only the show, but also to help us with things that we don't have to ask our wives to buy. And we can review, we can test, we can have fun with the different things that we can use with our iPhone, and then turn around and use it as a way to give back to you guys and pick somebody who listens to the show and would like to win whatever we review. So if you would just go and find us at patreon.com/tinyshutter. All right, Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
All right, you could check me out on Instagram. I am Twitter and Flickr at M Hoffman Photo.
Awesome. You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find the show notes, links to our YouTube channel, Facebook group, and other things by going to tinyshutter.com. All right, Matt. Well, I think that's it. Why don't you say goodbye to everybody?
All right, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
Kowalski, what's our trajectory?
95% certain this will end in massive, flaming disaster.
And the other 5%?
Irrelevant, sir.